There they are.
Oh, look at them. Look at them. You look great today.
You do.
By the way.
I really
You should know that.
What you're wearing while you're listening. I like that.
I love that. Your hair, you did something a little different with it, but it's just working, you know?
It really
Change
is.
Is good. I like it.
Thank you for getting ready for us. It's really sweet.
It's really sweet. You didn't have to. We definitely didn't get ready for this.
No. No, no.
All that being said, if you didn't remember, it's been about 2 weeks, real long time.
It has.
You know, social media moves fast. We are two birds catching up.
Yes.
I am Brittany Bishop.
And I'm Seth.
And we are here. You never say your last name.
I don't know
name.
Why I do that. I did that another time.
What's your last name?
Seth Bunting.
Perfect. Oh my God. Nice to meet you. This is Two Birds Catching Up, and we're back from our 2 week hiatus.
Yes. It was a really good summer vacation.
It was.
It was a lot happening.
Yeah. I was in Texas for most of it, doing some redneck fireworks situations. It was really great. We only had two small fires this year.
Okay.
And they were both
too
contained.
Small fire?
Too small.
Okay.
They were both really contained.
Okay.
Which is much better than some of the previous years where we have almost lit the whole canyon on fire.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, Seth, what did you do this week?
This week, we really didn't do much. I was just hanging out at the house. I took a lot of relaxed time. I'm writing some new music for the upcoming stuff after this stuff. You know, we're doing a lot.
We are.
We're
always working
a
working
lot.
Always working over here.
Always working. But 4th of July was really nice. I got to hang out with some friends at the pool. I got to watch the fireworks really close to downtown. So it was a beautiful view. And it was crazy because we were up pretty high on an apartment complex. We were on like the 6th level or so. So we could see around a lot of the city. And it was really cool to see all the different fireworks going off like in each little community. And then over top of them all was like the Nissan Stadium fireworks. And it was like this beautiful flower garden or something. It was so pretty. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was just a fun 4th of July. Loved the holiday. Loved hanging. But
can we talk about something real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it a real thing or just on movies that they can make fireworks go off in shapes? Like, you know, on movies you'll see...
like a star or something.
I think, actually, I saw it on Clifford the Dog was the last
time
I saw
it. Clifford the Dog.
But you know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah, they can make a shape in the sky, like words, like you've seen it.
I don't know if that's possible. Most of the fireworks I've seen have just been like
it'd be pretty hard, and there'd be a lot of, because what if you were trying to spell something else and then it got a little wonky? The children saw an expletive or something.
Yeah, that could go really wrong.
But you know what? Someone look into that. I'm going to look into that.
Check it out.
Put it in the file.
If that's possible, I would love to have.
Because I've never seen it in like I've seen it in movies and shit. Like,
yeah, but nothing, I don't think I've seen it in real life, I don't guess.
Yeah.
I don't believe, I haven't paid attention enough, I don't guess. I know I've seen them, like, you know, do different, you know, put them in lines and stuff like that, like a long line of fireworks, stuff like that. But I really don't think I've seen, like, a...
Well, we'll get back to you on this pressing world-breaking news issue that we have just uncovered.
I'm very concerned. I want to know.
It's really important.
Because if that's possible, I want to use that for,
it
like, some outdoor shows or something.
The upcoming election. Like, no, I'm kidding.
It will really
It will affect the way, the fabric of all of our beings.
Mm-hmm. The foundation
I'm
we
so
were
sorry that I spent this long talking about that. All right, perfect. What else do we have to check them in on?
That's pretty much it. We've got a lot of announcements. Oh, I did announce All This Pain, which is the second single for the upcoming stuff, is coming out on, I think it's July 25th. So, but there will be a pre-order for that. I'll keep you guys updated on the website and Instagram and stuff. But listen to Unexpected while you're waiting on All This Pain. So that's happening. And Brittany, she announced that there's music coming this month too.
There is.
We don't know a date. I don't even know the date, but... I don't think Brittany knows the date.
You're gonna get it, I promise.
It'll be there.
I promise. Within I'm an artist, and I can't have these confines.
I get it so much. You know, I didn't even know when Unexpected was dropping.
I thought I knew everything, and then I knew nothing.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is the date, hard date. Two weeks, and then I was like,
it goes
that's
like
not
that.
How I want to do it, you know? And I started writing, But it happens the way it's supposed to. But I'm gonna get my little button gear, so.
No. Yeah. I mean, take your time. If it's good music, it sometimes takes years to create. If it's good, iconic music.
Maybe by the time I'm 60, you'll have the rest of the
music. By the time I'm 60, you'll hear the rest of this music, I promise.
Ooh, okay.
Brittany, what did you bring to the table this week for the lyric breakdown.
Oh my gosh, guys. All right. So I like to do a bunch of different kind of music on Lyric Breakdown. I think the last one I brought you was a musical theater piece.
It was.
And then we did like Jason Isbell the time before that. I'm into a lot of things. I think that you can draw great things from a bunch of different types of music. And so I'm into all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, not everything. But, you know.
Most of it, yeah.
Most of it. I we like don't people dabble ourselves. In certain artists and everything. There's, but, hi.
Okay. Now you know where we're at.
Okay, he agrees. He gets it.
He gets it.
All right, so this week I have We Lied to Each Other by an artist called Olivia O'Brien. And Olivia has kind of been on the underground of the scenes. She was in that song, I Hate You, I Love You, which is huge pop. Very emo. Love it.
Very emo.
Could not agree more.
True.
She makes kind of some emo pop music, but I like the frankness of her lyrics. I like the, you know, bluntness of what she says. And so I kind of think she's doing pop, but it's a little more meaningful. It stuck out to me versus, you know, everything I kind of hear.
Yeah.
On the top
40. I love that.
She's always got cool beats and stuff. So.
It's hard to make pop original. So
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Drinking my hand blood and I got a girl here. Money, I wear Gucci, but like, you know,
money,
what I'm saying?
I wear Gucci, but
yeah, I'm like tired of that. So.
Is that my next single?
Honestly, okay, write that down. Someone write that down.
Keep
Bowie, write that down.
Bowie.
Okay, so she starts out with, well, I should tell you about the song first. So it's kind of just talking about after you've been hurt, entering into something with other people, which is a whole thing. And if, for all my other hurt gals out there, it is hard after someone comes and wrecks your heart. So you start to kind of move into yourself, and less you start to believe less and less that like love is like a true love, like you see in the movies, is possible. You know? So that's kind of what this is addressing. So she says, "You say you built up walls, baby. I built myself up a whole house.
Okay.
It's 100 feet tall. Don't even try to break in, because it's made to keep you out." Which is a good metaphor.
She's giving me good content already.
No, I know. Yeah, it's like it's a really great metaphor. And she says, "Every time I let somebody in, they let me down. I can't come out again, and I build the walls up a little higher. So I'm sorry if I don't believe your shit. I think I might be running out of bricks, because it turns out that everyone's a liar. So it's like, if I get hurt one more time, I don't even know if I'll be able to fix this, you know, this confines that I built to keep myself from feeling with another person."
Yeah.
Which I love the way that she uses the metaphor.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's very new. Ooh. It's very pretty. I like how her mind works to put that together.
Yeah. And the hook just comes around with, it's very simple, but it's powerful.
Yeah.
"Like I lied when I said I don't care, and you lied when you told me you did." Is that me? Is that pretty much a music? With every relationship
really
ever?
Yeah.
Okay. "We lie to each other and it isn't fair. We lie to each other and I do it again." Yeah. So, and then she kind of goes through, "If I saw you right now, I'd run away faster. So you don't figure out that my walls are just glass." So it's the total thing about having that tough, after you get hurt, you want to have that tough, "I don't care about anybody, like I'm unshakable, da-da-da," kind of thing. Honestly, I'm like that, and the people that are like that, let me let you in on a little secret, we're probably the most sensitive.
Yeah, we're the most sensitive.
Yeah.
True. I get that, yeah.
So, yeah. And this song, I love songs that capture a moment and capture a feeling that we've had before, that you can literally look into and be like, oh, I wish, you know, that's how I wanted to explain it. You know, I love the way that she said that, because I couldn't have articulated it that, or I wouldn't have that certain way. So I love that.
Yeah. It's very beautiful.
Yeah. So, and she kind of ends with this pretty dark, like in the bridge, I don't think I'm worthy. I don't think I'm deserving of love. That's why I play these games.
Oh.
And she's really just getting the tea. Like she is.
She's just pouring it all out on the table.
Right?
All out in the lyrics.
Yeah. Well, this girl's had to have been to some therapy, because I see the connections of this.
Yeah.
Like, in my therapist, like, I see this and I'm like, oh, I've definitely been through these steps to try to figure out why I act this way too. And girl,
she's learned
hit
how
the
to self-heal.
Nail on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she also, you know, she writes pretty dark songs. And the good news is, on this new album, which this song is off of, you know, there's some songs that she's like, I need to love myself. And yeah, which is cool hearing from her, because sometimes I'm like, girl, you okay? You know?
Girl, are you okay?
So, but it's a really good pop album. It's a really good emo pop album. If you love a good drive down the road, bopping, but crying.
Bopping while you cry. I love songs like that.
Yeah.
That's why we like 1975.
That's why I like the 1975, because you are raging, but you're also thinking about, like, why your father hurt you, probably. I don't know.
Like, you're thinking of all these
you're
bad
thinking
things.
About six relationships. Ago.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're still dancing through it.
You're dancing, though. You're having a good time.
You're jumping.
Better be jumping. Oh, man. That was pretty efficient. I've never done it that efficient before. I'm always like, and Are we getting better at this?
Sort of.
I don't know.
I think we're, you know, we're catching our flow. We understood what was going on, but like putting it into words and living
execution
it through.
Execution is hard with this.
Yes, it's very hard to actually put all of these things together.
It's really
and
weird
execute
to start a podcast. It's weird to talk into the thing. Like, it's.
How long did we have these ideas of starting the podcast?
So long. We
it's
just,
been probably.
We just, we just finally decided, you know, we're not going to be scared of it. Like, it's going to be vulnerable, but we want to do it. This is.
Wait, have we told the story just real quick of how we came up with Two Birds Catching Up?
I don't think we have.
Is this about to be a moment? Hold on. This is a moment on this podcast. We've got to let you guys know how we came up with Two Birds Catching Up. I'll let you start the story. We were hanging out with Brittany. And...
I thought you were going to start. Okay.
I can start it if you want me to.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we were, I don't know what's happening. What? So, so whenever me and Brittany first became friends, her ex-boyfriend would, you know, of course have us over for dinner every once in a while. We would hang out, watch TV and just, you know, it was whatever.
With the other people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. His roommates. And we would just sit around, you know, talk about music, you know, just chill. But anyways, I went over there one day right after work, and we were just chilling on the couch, and everybody was talking about this game that was on the TV. But me and Brittany had to catch up.
Right. We hadn't seen each other in like 12 hours.
Yeah, it had been a long time. It had really been a moment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just started chit-chatting, and, you know, 10 minutes go by, 20 minutes go by, probably 30 minutes go by.
Who knows?
Who knows how long really went by? And once we finally paused for a second to
just
catch a breath, we finally took a pause to just catch a breath, and we noticed that the room is silent. And we look around, and everybody's staring at us.
Yeah, we had no idea.
And they're like, oh, do you want to include us in on that conversation?
And we were like, oh.
And Brittany just looks at me and goes,
well, we're just two birds catching up.
And that's how this whole
name
started. Yeah, yeah. So that's the funny story of that. But
we never told that. Wow.
No, we should have told that like on the very first episode or something.
Yeah, but we didn't.
Here we are.
Here
it's
is.
For the real ones in the middle
the
of
real
a random
ones.
Episode.
The real ones.
The real ones will find
not
it.
The people who just wanted to make fun of us watch the first episode and be like, why did they start a podcast?
Yeah.
This is for you.
This is for you.
Unless you're still there trying to make fun of us, then I'm coming for you and I know your IP address. Anyway, Seth, what song do you have this week?
Oh! Okay, you guys, so this week I brought to you one of my favorite songs ever. I thought it was time to share this one. I covered this song at my second round at CMA Fest.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm a big Leon Bridges fan, but he has a song called Forgive You.
Yes.
Off of this latest album. I think it's his latest album.
So
and
good.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's just the tone of the song. I feel like everything he does is very authentic, very genuine, and he doesn't try to mix things too much, if that makes sense. He doesn't try to like sound like other artists.
He has an old soul.
Yeah, a very old soul.
Like Sam Cooke. Like
yes,
Hulk.
Yes. He gives you all of that, all of the vintage feelings, I guess you could say.
Yes.
And he has this song, like I said, Forgive You. And if you haven't heard it, you should look it up. We'll put it on the website.
Yeah, that's a need.
Yeah, yeah. It's beautiful. And
have
it starts out.
Have
you cried in the club? Yes. So it starts out with Did I Not Love Enough to keep your attention on and on? Am I the stupid one for doing everything that I did for us? So I feel like a lot of times whenever you are going through a breakup and stuff, you can blame yourself a lot, but then you can also kind of blame the other person, if that makes sense, just be mad at the whole situation.
Yeah.
And of course that's very vague, but that is the point. And so, but also he's saying, you know, in the whole message of the song, Forgive You, you're not holding this grudge against the other person. Just keep that in the back of your head. You're not like letting this really tear you down. No matter what anybody else says, it's like, you know what? This happened for a reason. We've talked about that on here.
Mm-hmm.
This happened for a reason. This person was in my life for a reason. And I'm not going to be bitter towards this situation.
Just because I was hurt doesn't mean that I won't love again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it says, I put a pillow under your hair, gave you tender love and my care. And I didn't make it a thing. Your mama didn't know that I was there. I don't know if this is a personal story to him or something, but I felt... Yeah, yeah.
That
but,
would suck.
Yeah, that would suck. tried to swallow my pride when you left me lonely outside, and I didn't know you would never show you were so comfortable with white lies. So this is all just like very storytelling, and I love the way that he puts his lyrics together to tell such a beautiful story every single time. I mean, no matter what you listen to of his, you're going to get like a full story, a full concept with it, and this is just part of that concept. I really see the vision that he's going for, and it's very... picturesque. It paints the picture for you with his words, if that makes sense. He's not leaving this section too vague in the pre-chorus. Can you hear him? The fire trucks.
They're coming.
They're coming. They're coming through. I'm just going to let them pass. Because I feel like...
Just crash through the wall.
Just crash through the wall. Okay.
He heard the podcast. He's on his way to forgive his ex, honey.
He's on his way to forgive his ex right now, is what's happening. Man. Okay. And then we get to the hook, the first hook. He says, but I forgive you, though my friends tell me not to. I forgive you, even though it's so hard to. Even when it's so hard to. Whatever. I say, that's probably the lyrics I sang. I don't know why it's so hard for me to read these. I'm like changing up lyrics every other minute.
Rewrite the song.
Yeah, just rewrite the whole song. But yeah, like I said, just he's explaining that he is forgiving. He's not letting, you know, the words that his friends say or how hard it is to let these emotions go. At the end of the day, like I said, that person was in your life for a reason. Forgive the situation. Forgive the other person. We've all made dumb decisions. We've all done that. And at the end of the day, like, we're all human. Mm-hmm. And we're all trying to figure out our way through this life. And he's recognizing that. He's like, I forgive you, you know?
Which is a hard thing to do. That's a mature thing to do. Yeah. It seems like, you know, like, I feel like there's a message of, like, when you're an adult, you know, cut people off. And you're just, like, really hard and blunt people. And, like, I don't need anybody. But the mature thing is actually to... put love into someone,
mm-hmm.
not wasting your energy on it, but, you know, not having a hardened attitude or just showing, you know,
mercy it doesn't need to
someone
to
who even doesn't deserve it, maybe.
Yeah. No, and it doesn't need, I feel like every time that we, not every time, but it took me a while to, as you're growing, of course, it takes everybody a minute. You know, we all go through the drama phases in middle school and high school and stuff and cutting people off and blah, blah, blah. And then you get into the adult world. And you realize that's a burnt bridge. These are bridges that you've burned if you act like that in an adult
world. And some of them are worth, you know, it doesn't mean you have to actively keep this person in your life.
No.
It can just be a release for you to forgive them.
That's what it is. You're honestly only hurting yourself when you hold on to grudges like that. Mm-hmm. It's very, whether you realize it or not, it's bricks on your shoulder. You know what I mean? Like, it weighs you down through life. And before you know it, you're 50 and you've been holding this grudge since you were in high school. Like, that's just not how life should be.
Right.
So forgiveness is key. I like the undertone message of this whole song.
Okay.
And it's just a beautiful song. Like I said, if you haven't heard it, you should definitely look it up. Beautiful messaging. All of Leon Bridges' stuff is great.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we'll be bringing more of that to the table. Don't worry.
Don't you fret.
Oh, man. All right, it's time for one of my favorite segments. Pop culture wildin'. Woo! Okay, so... I'm just kidding.
Okay. Meow. Remind me to delete that.
That's Bowie. Remind me to delete that. Sorry, I was talking to Bowie, everybody. So this week, something very depressing honestly happened. There's Bowie. Here he is. Bowie's coming. Let's see if he'll talk to us, you guys.
He's not very vocal.
He's not vocal at all.
Unless he wants tuna.
We should get out some tuna and see if he'll talk to him. That's the secret.
Cover his ears.
Cover his ears.
I ate the last tuna last night.
I ate the tuna myself.
I gave him some.
Okay, that's sweet. Okay, so pop culture wilded. Earlier this week, Cameron Boyce did pass away in his sleep due to an ongoing medical issue at the age of 20. I will first-handed say that this was so unexpected.
It was.
I follow him on Instagram. He's a great, really? Great guy. He did a lot for the homeless community. He was bringing water to... I can't remember the name of the organization. Do you know it?
I don't either.
I can't remember, but that's not to say...
Let me look it up right now so we can promote
Yeah. Let's look it up. That way we can still get money towards them. But long story short, he was not just a good person hanging out, living his life, and an actor and, you know, whatever. No, he actually had things that he was striving to do in his life, things to achieve, helping people, and he had such a good soul. And you could tell that at such a young age.
Yeah.
And I remember growing up watching him on Jesse. I watched Jesse all the time when I got home from school. I was just chilling, eating me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and watching Jesse on the couch. And that's crazy to think. I mean, time has went by. Even the little girl on there is like, what, 17, 18
it's
now?
It's crazy.
Yeah, I can't believe that he was already 20 anyways.
That show was kind of out by the time I was watching, but, you know, I did catch glimpses of him, and from all the articles and things that he was associated with and his presence, he seemed just like a real light.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the foundations here. He worked with the United Way of LA.
Yes.
But there's United Ways everywhere across the country. Mm-hmm. And the Thirst Project.
The Thirst Project. That's the one.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Just a great person. This is a really sad story. My heart goes out to him.
Yes, his family.
Yeah.
Because that's so unexpected. 20 years old and just a really so much potential and a heart mm-hmm. to give back. Like, you don't find that.
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, and then also this week, we told you a couple weeks ago that we were going to keep you updated with Meghan Markle, and we will do so.
We will follow
up. We will follow up on those words, okay? Brittany, tell them what the Duchess of Sussex did.
Tell them what she did.
Duchess of Sussex.
You really... It's okay, but Sussex, like S-U-S-S-I-C-S.
Y'all don't shame me on this
podcast.
I'm sorry,
I
said don't shame me on this podcast now. Y'all, how would you spell Sussex?
What's happening? S-U-S-S-E-X.
I don't
know. It's okay. It's okay. How would you know? It's not a word you come in contact with.
It's not a word
you Sussex. Okay. So Meghan Markle is criticized after requesting privacy at the Wimbledon tennis event. And people were really upset about that. The fact that she asked for privacy. We'll get into that. And she also, the second horrendous offense... She wore jeans. She wore jeans to the tennis match.
To the tennis match. What's wrong with that, y'all? There's nothing wrong with
wearing jeans. You know what? I saw the picture of her. She had a smart jacket on. She looked
business casual.
You didn't catch her in a Dale Earnhardt Jr. cutoff t-shirt with her hair all done, no makeup.
Mm-mm.
Sweatpants? No.
That's not what was going on at all. And I don't know why they flip out over stuff like that.
Yeah. So her thing was... Hey, like, can I have some privacy? Please, like, don't follow me everywhere. I'm just trying to have a day with my friends. Like,
yeah.
And the thing about this that's so haunting to me is this is a repetition of what we saw
mm-hmm.
in the beginning of Princess Diana. Just the media, you know.
And that's scary.
She hasn't had the media craze quite like Diana, but she, everywhere she goes, you know, it's happening. And she's been criticized for so many things that are really just not even, what are you talking about? Like, opening the car door for herself or... having dark nail polish.
Well, she's obviously trailblazing, and they don't like that.
Well, she
that.
Is, and she's half African-American as well, and yeah. I think that that could contribute to some of the disdain from some of those people who are tradition to the letter. Like, I believe that's what honestly killed Princess Diana, is their need to have tradition to the letter.
Yeah. Well, they're already getting so many letters and mail, hate mail.
Hate mail on Meghan Markle.
Racist mail.
That's
yeah.
insane. She's a beautiful woman with a huge mission, and she was successful all on her own before even mm-hmm. being associated with the royals.
Yeah.
This woman is great. This woman has good intentions. Mm-hmm. She has a good heart from what it seems, and I think the media is painting her just like Diana, and we better watch out because you know what happened to Princess Diana. They were scheming, and they took my girl out in that tunnel.
Y'all, I'm about to die when I leave tonight. I'm so scared.
Okay.
We are exposing.
I don't care. You know what? Lizzie, come for
kidding.
Me. Lizzie, get over
Lizzie,
here.
Lizzie, come for me.
Because Diana was that girl,
okay?
She was the...
She was.
She was incredible. And
she was.
Oh, and ooh. Mm. Mm. I hate to see a woman just demonized like this.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about her rights. Like, does she have the right to ask for privacy? Yes, she does. She's a human just like you.
That actually
How
is.
How
did
you feel?
Yeah.
Seth, I'm sorry. I went off on that rant. Princess Diana. And they get me
no,
fired up.
No.
They get me fired up.
They do. I mean, I don't understand it either. I definitely think that they are, of course, a very pristine family. They like to keep mm-hmm. that image up.
At what cost?
Can understand why. If you think about it, especially back in the day, I feel like this is a growing... thing that will have to eventually come around. Like, she's already wearing jeans out, so it is changing. That's a fact. So, I mean, it's already changing. But I feel like back in the day, there wasn't Instagram. There wasn't as much marketing. There wasn't as much of everything. So in order to keep their reputation well-known and understood all the time, they were in business attire. They are in dresses. They are speaking this way. They are acting this way to make sure that this message is clear, that they are... in control, technically.
I feel like it's even better if a establishment like that shows that they're like other people.
Exactly.
Like Diana would go out and touch the kids and and shake hands with people that the royals would have refused to even be around. And
yeah,
so
I'm not saying it's right.
No,
I definitely think that. Yeah,
I think it's so you're so much more respected and like you can rule over someone with an iron fist, but to have their respect and to have their admiration for you,
absolutely.
I think that the separation, like, we are so different. Like, you know, I don't like that.
That does not work.
No.
We are one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. This is just a big mess up. Like we said, we'll keep you updated, even ongoing, about Megan. I think she's a great person.
I do too, and I'm worried about our growth. Lock up them tunnels. Take
lock up them tunnels.
Take routes that don't involve tunnels.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, that's freaky. Well, we'll keep our eyes out on you, Megan. We love you, and we're sending you lots of love and positive energy.
We know you're listening.
We know you're listening to us right now. But
we support you.
We do. We do. And you know what else
we
support?
Are you looking for an assistant? Are you looking for a royal musician?
Are you looking for a royal musician?
Because we can provide moral support from a closer reach to you. Maybe in the palace. I don't know.
In the palace itself.
Two birds catching up. Yeah. We have a website. Please hit us up on that. Thank you
I would
so
love
much.
To stream it live from the palace every week.
It's in talks, so we're working on that.
We're working on that right now.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Okay.
So, tell me one thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what's wrong with Aunt Diane?
Well, Aunt Diane has got a lot of things going on.
She's gotten herself into a little situation.
So it's about to be the 10-year anniversary of this.
Yeah.
And that's why we decided to make this our spooky this week.
Yes.
July 26, 2009.
Yeah. We just couldn't wait any longer. We just waited till July.
Right.
In general.
Right.
Yes.
So, a woman named Diane Schuler, her husband Michael.
Yeah.
Her husband Michael. Her husband Daniel.
Daniel.
Yes, probably the same thing. And their son, their daughter, and their three nieces were camping.
Okay.
And they left the campsite around 9:30 a.m.
Okay.
After that, I'm just going to give you a pathway of what Diane does.
Yes. Today. This is all... Most of the beginning of this story is just going to be a storyline of her day.
Right.
Let's just make that clear. It's going to sound disinteresting, but you just wait.
You just wait.
It's going to sound disinteresting, but you need to know all this for sure.
That's probably a good sign when you say in your podcast, this is going to sound boring, but I swear it gets better.
We'll make it quick. Yeah, yeah. We'll make the boring part quick.
So, 9:30 a.m., they decide to head out. Diane has in her minivan... her son, her daughter, and the three nieces.
Okay.
Okay. Michael is separate. Daniel is separate. The family dog.
Why don't you change your name to Michael?
Change your name to Michael because it would be easier for
me. It would be much easier for us to remember.
Okay. Daniel. So Diane takes the kids to a McDonald's. She lets them play at the play place and she's just sitting inside and she's watching them. The employees don't notice anything weird. Okay.
And FYI, I think there is video.
There is video of this. Yeah,
of
that's
this.
How they know.
Yeah.
Then Diane stops at a gas station a little while later.
Okay.
She walks into the gas station. I've seen the video. We've seen the video. It's very normal.
This wasn't even a long drive, really, was it?
No.
So
no.
I don't know.
Wasn't
why she
like
had to stop
45 minutes or something?
Yeah, she stopped five times in the midst of 45 minutes.
45 minutes might not be an official time.
No. But like, you know, why?
They left at 9:30 and then... the end time was like 1 something.
So this was like okay. I see. Never mind. Sorry, Diane.
Hours.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure it out too.
She said, "Don't come for me." Okay. All right. So then she's at the gas station. She walks in and just asks the clerk for like a Tylenol if they have any over just regular pain medication. He says no, so she leaves. And he also did not notice anything weird about the interaction or anything like that. So Diane drives on, and they've been able to put this together through like toll videos and cameras on the highway that she was swerving. Drivers did note her crazy driving. Like, they have people now that can come forward as witnesses and say, I did see that before, earlier that day, some swerving, some weird behavior.
Yes, there's evidence to all this.
So Diane calls her brother.
Okay.
Okay. And she says that, you know, she's a little disoriented, she's having trouble, and he tells her to pull over. And for some reason, you know, we don't know why she doesn't.
Okay.
But his daughter got on the phone.
With the kids in the car,
yes.
I mean, everything's going on, and she's just like, I'm obviously swerving, going insane, and won't stop.
Uh-huh. And his daughter got on the phone and said, Aunt Diane can't see or speak, like she's having trouble seeing the road, and... the brother is obviously pretty worried at this point. He says that he's going to come get them. He's going to come to where they are.
Okay.
If only that is what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So Diane left the area, gets back on the road, and her phone behind on the side of the road. Also, there are reports, they're not 100% sure how accurate these are, but they said there were reports of a woman, like, what appeared to be vomiting on the side of the road.
Really? Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Sometime in that time period.
Okay, interesting.
So, then Diane gets on an exit and starts going the wrong way on the highway.
Oh, my God.
Drivers start calling. This is around 1:33 p.m.
Okay.
Drivers are calling. They get a ton of calls that this car is just gassing it, going 80 down the wrong way.
Going down the wrong way.
Yes, there are calls and the people are like, I don't know what this guy's doing. Like, da-da-da-da.
That's crazy.
Anyway, she goes for 1.7 miles. All these kids in the car, like, Diane, Jesus, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So she, after 1.7 miles, hits a trailblazer with three passengers in it. And it instantly kills those three passengers. Diane, the three nieces, and her daughter. All of those people died. I think eight people ended up dying in it. And her son,
yeah,
Brian Schuler, who was on the bottom of a pile of children in,
yeah,
the back, it looked like they weren't wearing seatbelts, and that's how the kids ended up in a pile. He lived. He had severe head trauma and some broken bones, but he is still alive today, being raised by their family.
Okay, good.
But everyone else in the crash died, I think, instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are on the side of the road with this. They're obviously trying to save the kids. Like,
yeah.
It's a horrible crash. The,
yeah,
photos are terrible.
Oh.
So here's the kicker, though.
Okay. So.
After.
Yeah, I was just,
here's the kicker.
Yeah.
After the toxicology reports come in, Diane has a 1.9 or 0.19 alcohol content.
Ooh.
And it's 0.08 is the legal.
Okay. Is that right?
I don't know.
You said, I don't know. Somewhere around in there. But that's what we're...
Let's,
yeah,
check that out.
Let's check it out.
I'm so sorry.
No.
So then...
After multiple toxicology,
yeah,
reports, solid facts are that alcohol and marijuana was for sure in her system when they wrecked.
0.19, yes.
0.19.
Yes, that was correct.
Okay,
okay,
yeah,
I just didn't trust myself.
No, I was also checking. I was like, is that right?
So it's over double the legal driving limit.
Okay.
Horrible. And she also has marijuana in her system.
Yeah.
They say she could have smoked as recently as 15 minutes before the crash.
Oh my gosh.
Ew.
You said...
Is, so that's insane, right? Because she's been driving with those kids for hours.
Yeah, that's almost...
Are you...
That's almost impossible.
Well, at the crash site, they saw a vodka bottle of Absolut Vodka in the driver's side. And her husband, not Michael, Daniel... said that they keep, you know, a bottle of vodka in their trailer, then she must have moved it.
Hmm.
But
why was
it in the driver's side door?
Yeah.
He says that she was not a frequent drug user. He says that, you know, this is... She couldn't have done this. This is couldn't be right. But he's had multiple toxicology things done, even, you know, way after.
Yeah.
And it still is showing the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's a really crazy story. It has broken up his family, honestly, kind of, because, you know, the three nieces' parents, they, with this ongoing battle to say Diane couldn't have done this, they're... She killed their children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And had alcohol in her system. Like, you know, what? It is a very sketchy situation, but,
yeah,
like, you know, when it comes down to it, that's... And then for the media and the family to be saying, no, she's not at fault for this.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a hard pill to take.
Yeah, yeah. I think the family is relying on the theory that there had to be something medically... involved with,
right,
with the wreck.
Such as a stroke,
yeah,
or...
Yeah.
That's what they were trying to prove.
I think that's really what was they were trying to push for.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean...
There's almost no evidence,
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
she could have been vomiting on the side of the road because her blood alcohol content was...
True.
Over double?
Yeah, yeah.
But then, you know, there are the theories that it's some sort of conspiracy.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. She was just a regular gal.
Yeah.
Oh, but it update.
Oh.
It does get a little weirder when, at first he, you know, not Michael, Daniel, vehemently
not Michael, Daniel.
Denied that she ever used drugs or, you know, alcohol on the weekend that they were there, much less in her normal life.
Yeah.
And the deal is that he eventually admitted that she did smoke marijuana pretty regularly.
Oh, so it started to kind of, okay, the
something
boat
started
is starting
to slip through
to,
the cracks a little bit.
Yes, the boat is starting to sink.
But there are a lot of people that say, you know, no, she never would have done this. Like, you know, more than just her husband. But...
Okay.
Diane!
What was going on that day?
Honey.
I just want to know. That's very interesting.
Did she do that in front of those kids and then kill them? That would be...
Well, I feel like the son would be able to speak up and say, you know, I saw her drinking.
He was very young. He was...
How old was he?
Wasn't he 5?
That's on 2 pages before.
Yes. He was 5.
5 years old.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Yeah,
you don't know.
I guess you would really be looking
yet.
Out for that.
You'd be like, and if he sees her do something like this regularly, he wouldn't even
think twice about it.
Right.
Yeah.
If Diane's getting blacked out on the reg,
that's crazy. I don't know. It's hard to say.
And
I
the vodka.
And the vodka.
Well, I mean, in the seat, and then there's no denying what was in her system. Did someone force her to drink all that? But also there is. When did she drink all that?
Yeah, that's what made me confused. If you guys haven't watched the documentary, you should check it out. But in the documentary, it's very clear that she was hanging at the campfire with friends and family, and her brother and her husband and everybody else was back at the camp scene, or the campfire, camp scene, whatever. And so, like, whenever she left, there was no way that she could have been drunk before she left. That's the point of all the camera
footage. Well, to maintain that blood alcohol content over that period of, like, 0.19, she would have had to been pretty regularly drinking up to that event.
And that wasn't happening. That's what they said anyways. You know.
And the McDonald's people didn't notice her being intoxicated. The gas station guy didn't notice her being intoxicated. But all of a sudden, you know, she could have been just pulling in the car, vodka, I don't know. But when did she smoke? They said it could have been 15 minutes before the accident.
That's like, no.
Is that what she was doing when she stopped on the side of the road? I don't know.
So much.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's really wild. But
it's
about
really
to be
wild.
10 years on the 26th.
10 years. It's the anniversary.
Yeah.
It's still, I mean, it's technically solved, but I guess
her
family's defense, it is kind of unsolved, honestly.
Well, there's definitely questions.
Yeah,
I just wish
there's a lot
there
of questions
was,
around it.
You know, a better timeline or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's obviously something we don't know because when was Diane drinking? You know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Well, you guys, if you have any information, come forth.
Are you the ghost of Diane Schuler? Please come on our podcast.
Please come on our podcast.
Don't do that.
Oh my gosh. You guys, this has been fun.
It has. 2 week break, I missed you guys.
I missed this.
I missed your silent support.
I missed your silent support. Oh, really though, it's a fun experience. It's really fun to do this, and we love you for listening.
We do.
If you, you know, skipped over a couple minutes in our podcast,
that's
you can check. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not mad or anything. Like, you know, you
but
don't
I
have to
I am disappointed.
I'm a little, you know, it's fine. But the real ones listen the whole time. But you can catch up on whatever you missed on twobirdscatchingup.com. And then you can also follow us
Spotify,
on
Apple Podcasts,
yes,
Anchor,
everything, Pocket Casts, something.
Radio Public.
It's all there.
It's all there.
We're here. And see you soon.
Bye.
We love you.